so much, Maharaj, for giving us your valuable time here to the youth of ISKCON Chowpatty. We are very grateful to you. And I really thank you. Out of your busy schedule, you have given us some time. For the benefit of all our listeners, for the benefit of all our youth who are watching this festival, kindly give me some time to introduce you, Maharaj. So, just a few words of introduction for His Holiness Radhanath, for His Holiness Loknath Maharaj. Maharaj was born in 1949 in Aravade, which is a village near Satara in Maharashtra, India. Maharaj was studying in Bombay. After that, and then during this time, when a grand festival was organized by Srila Prabhupada in 1917, Cross Maidan Festival, that is the festival where His Holiness Loknath Maharaj first met Srila Prabhupada. After meeting Prabhupada in 1971, while he was still a college student, Srila Prabhupada gave him Harinam initiation in 1972, and he was also awarded sannyas in 1975. During this time, Maharaj served in various positions in ISKCON Juhu. And after that, in 1976, Srila Prabhupada ordered His Holiness Loknath Maharaj to start Padyatra, where Maharaj himself participated, inspired, encouraged everyone, and they would tour different places all over India to spread the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And later, as Padyatra minister, His Holiness Loknath Maharaj expanded this service not just in India, but also all over the world. He has also served as a temple president of ISKCON New Delhi from 1978 to the mid-1980s. And during this time, he also accepted this service of being a minister for Srila Prabhupada's centennial celebration, which culminated in grand celebrations in 1996, 100 years of appearance of Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj also provided the inspiration to begin Vraj Mandal Parikrama, which is very famous, and so many devotees take part in that, visiting different places. So many years Maharaj has done that. Personally, he has guided devotees in so many of these parikramas and enlightened them about the importance of different places in Vraj Mandal. And after this, Maharaj also credited with having developed a Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. He has also taken different devotees to holy places like Dwarka, Jagannath Puri. Of course, the holy place of Pandharpur is very dear to His Holiness Loknath Maharaj, and I believe currently staying there for so many months now in his most favorite place of Pandharpur Dham. Also, his guided devotees to Tirupati. He is well known for his very melodious kirtan. I personally heard him at the opening of Nigiri Temple for so many hours and hours. His Holiness Loknath Maharaj was singing so beautifully, and Maharaj has traveled and attended hundreds of festivals throughout ISKCON. Not only he promotes kirtan, but also he wants devotees to pronounce the holy names clearly. He insists on proper pronunciation of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. At present, he is handling many responsibilities for the Joint Secretary for Noida and also for different parts of Maharashtra, where he is overseeing many projects. Amidst all this management, guiding devotees, also writing books. He has written books, My Prabhupada, he has written a book called Kumbh Mela Festival, Kumbha, the festival of immortality. Very nice book full of so many pictures on the Vraj Mandal Parikrama, Vraj Mandal Darshan, and also Padyatra worldwide, on the road with Lord Chaitanya. So all these books he's already written, and he's also set to write more books and guide so many of us. So again, Maharaj, from on behalf of the ISKCON Chowpatty, I'm really grateful to you for giving us your valuable time, and I request you to come here. Thank you so much. Yes, yes, Maharaj.
Is that the plan? Jaya Radha Madhava, Jai Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jai Hari. Jaya Radha.
ಶ್ರೀಜನ ಬಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ಬಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧರಿ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ಸ್ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾತಿ ದಬದ ಚರಿ ಯಮುನಾತಿ ದಬನ ಚರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಬಿಹರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನ ಬಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಹರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನ ಬಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಹರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धश्च ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुहश्च कृपासिन्धुमेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्रिषे नमः. सुन्दरते ध्याना उभयविषे वरी करकटावरी हेवनिया तुलसी हर गड़ा काशे पीताम्बर अवड़े निरंतर एची ध्यान मकर पुंडले तलपति श्रवणी कंठी कौसुभमणि विराजित तुका मने माझे हेची सर्व सुख पाही न श्रीमुख आवडीने श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे और प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बो. We continue or change? Can stay? So Hare Krishna to you all assembled youths. I do not think you have assembled in the temple. Sadhu Gopinath ki. And there were those days when the Prerna festival used to take place right there in front of Radha Gopinath. Is that I'm seeing Guru Gauranga Prabhu has Radha Gopinath there. In fact, this Prerna festival, and I understand today is 180th Prerna festival. That's right. Correct. I was told so. I'm very, very happy with the organizers of today's event and especially those who started this Prerna festival. Long, long time ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago, Prerna Festival started. And all those, I suppose, Gauranga, you're one of the organizers or inaugurator of this Prerna Festival. This is the oldest youth program in India. So I once again
thank and congratulate organizers of this Prerna Festival, or Youth Festival, Youth Forum. And of course, without you students, Prerna Festival not possible, and I'm very happy even today. I don't see many of you, but I suppose many of you are there. Not visible, but wherever you are on different forums. And those were the days, during my days, when I was young man like you, and or there are so many other millions of other young men, youths, like me in some 50 years ago. They were coming to satsang, coming to the temple, joining program like a Prerna Festival, forget it. But now things have changed. Something has revolutionized. And now there are thousands of youths are stepping forward and participating in this program of ISKCON Youth Forum, all over Bombay and all over New Delhi, all over Bangalore, all over, everywhere. And thousands of youths are part of this Prerna-like festivals. So I'm very, very glad. I mean, 50 years ago, as you heard the announcement, in the early 70s, I was also a young man, right? One day I was also a young man, youth like you. And I was also studying right there in Mumbai, Kirti College, Dadar, you know, Kirti College of Dadar. Yeah, some of you know. So I was a student of Kirti College. Of course, I was Willingdon College, Sangli, I was a student there. But by the grace of the Supreme Lord, I realized that later on, you know, when Krishna is kind to us, he brings us to his devotees. So Krishna kindly brought me to his devotee, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hari Hari. And as I was studying, I came in contact with Srila Prabhupada, came in contact with Srila Prabhupada's followers, Cross Maidan, near Church Gate Station, for the huge festival, Hare Krishna Festival, and there was advertisement all over the town that said, American sadhus are here, Americans. Sadhus are in town. And I was, along with so many Mumbaikers, Bombaywalas, they're surprised to hear an American sadhu. How is that possible? American scientist is okay, but American sadhu, I'll forget it. The huge crowds were rushing and participating in Hare Krishna Festival, and I also was one of the participants, and this is how I was brought in contact with devotees of Lord Srila Prabhupada as well as his followers. Hari Hari, I consider that today that was my great fortune. And likewise, now you are, Krishna is calling you. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Gora Chanda Bole. You heard, I'm sure you heard that song. It says, Gauranga is calling, Gauranga is calling. Wake up, sleeping souls. Wake up, youths of India. Gauranga is calling. So you are hearing Gauranga's call and you are responding to that call. And you are running, rushing. You have already ran and rushed. And you are in association of devotees of Krishna. And they are guiding you on the path, on the journey of this life. Life is a journey. So good to have, the best to have, the guidance from devotees of Krishna. Otherwise, certainly you will be misguided, guaranteed. Because this world is, well, that is what world is, of cheaters and cheated. No one knows the truth and no one shares the truth with you because they don't know how they share the truth with you. They do not know reality, ultimate reality. You know, all that you see around or touch or smell, that is not all that exists. There's a lot more that exists out there, up there. But you cannot study and understand that world, the spiritual world and Vaikuntha Loka and the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Panduranga, and he exists and this whole kingdom, whole thing, so much exists. The spiritual life exists. Spirituality exists, youth and the spirituality. So we have to study and understand that ultimate reality, something that is eternal, and we are also eternal. Do you want to understand that we are eternal? Get to know all this truth by coming in contact with devotees of Krishna. That is why the Shastra says, Sadhusang, Sadhusang, Sarva Shastre Koi, Lava Matra Sadhusange, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. In this ISKCON Youth Forum, on the basis of the voices, there are different names, you get Sadhusang. Sadhus come where you are based. Or you also get to go to sadhus, Hare Krishna sadhus, Hare Krishna devotees, go to the temple or go even on pilgrimage. And then they open our eyes when you call Shabda Praman. There are different evidences, different ways to know that. Know the truth. So there's a Pratyaksha Praman, and we have heard this. Yeah, Pratyaksha, we like to, seeing is believing. So we try to see with our eyes, but you cannot see Sachidananda Vigraha or the spiritual existence and spiritual personalities with your eyes, with this, or you can't perceive that reality with your blunt material senses. Senses are imperfect. So this world, this material world, has so much faith in their power of their senses to acquire knowledge. They use the senses, pratyaksha, pratyaksha, right in front of you, whatever you could see, whatever you could smell. But there is an existence of not only pratyaksha, but there's also paroksha, something that is transcendental, above, beyond this material reality. And to understand that one, Shabda Praman, Shastra Praman, Sadhu Shastra Acharyas, if you hear from them, you hear Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, then you will know so much more. Hari Hari. And to know that reality, that is science of self-realization, is a science of self-realization. Srila Prabhupada was a scientist, or even Tukaram Maharaj was a scientist, or Ramanujacharya was a scientist, not just Galileo and your Newton and what do they know? They don't know much. They don't know much. But these spiritual scientists, they know so much more. So as we come in contact with such personalities, then of course they make Gita, Bhagavad, the syllabus, the textbooks, and they become teachers, the professors. And they teach us, teach you. So this has to be done in this human form of life, which is very, very rare gift. We have been gifted by Lord, this human form of life. And we have to make the best use of this human form of life by, approaching devotees and making inquiry from them. Athato Brahma Jigyasa, I said, and they will reveal the truth unto you, O youths of India. Wake up, and you have opened up. So, and if you could now wake up, other rest of the youths are your friends and neighbors or other youths. And Prabhupada wanted youths. Youths wanted. When he was contemplating or planning the propagation of Krishna consciousness worldwide, at one point he was in Jhansi, where Jhansi is. And Prabhupada was advertising in newspapers. Advertising for what? The youths wanted. He wanted youths come forward, get trained, and propagate Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, India's culture all over the world. The gift of India. India has been gifted. I would not even say India. The Bharat Varsha has been gifted by, or gifted with this Krishna consciousness, gifted with Krishna. We have Krishna. We have Krishna. We have Sri Ram. Yes, Sri Ram. Yes, Sri Ram. Khan. So, yes, Sri Ram. So this is our wealth. Ramayana is our wealth. Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam is our wealth. Culture of India, ancient culture of India, not the modern culture of India, is India's culture. Srila Prabhupada wanted this to be shared with the rest of the world. I mean, prior to that, while Lord was on the planet. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Some 500 years ago, Sambhavabi Yuge Yuge happened and Lord appeared in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a preacher. Lord took sannyas and he was traveling all over India and sharing the wealth of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the wealth. This is the wealth of India, Bharatvarsha. Mahaprabhu was sharing this all around. And while he was doing that, this is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says, and I'm the only Malakar. I'm the only gardener. Oh, how many fruits could I pick up and fill the baskets and share them, distribute these fruits of love of Godhead? I'm the only one. The distributors wanted. Please come forward. Fill up the baskets. The fruits of love of Godhead and distribute them freely everywhere. And he wanted his distribution to take place not just in Mumbai or not just in Maharashtra or Bengal, Orissa or India, all over the world. Lord cares, right? Lord cares for every single person, every single entity, and they are his people wherever they are. The Lord said, "Prithivite acha jata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoive morana." My name will be chanted and shared in every town, every village of this world. So Mahaprabhu was appealing, "Please join me. Please join me." So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's representative, Sakshadhari, Srila Prabhupada, also had the same mood. He also was inviting and welcoming. Youths wanted because he wanted to make Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction come true. And so, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted everybody, or youths also. Srila Prabhupada wanted youths. And in that parampara, now we also want youths. We want all of you to come, join Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Well, you may join the temple, or you may practice this Krishna consciousness at home. Prihe thako, vanne thako, sada hari bole dako. Dukhe dukhe bhule nako, vadane hari naam karore. So this is also a appeal. Please chant, everyone chant the holy name of the Lord. Whether you are a prihe thako, householder, grahastha, make your home into ashram or a mandir. Ek mandir hai, ghar ek mandir hai. Every home could be the temple. And temples are, of course, already temples, so, and brahmacharis reside there. So, wherever you are, you could practice and relish Krishna consciousness. So, Krishna wants, our founder Acharya wanted, and then we also want youths to come join this effort of sharing the gift of Krishna consciousness all over the world. Or you could share that in as big circle as possible within your hometown or in a home state or your homeland, motherland, or you could go overseas. So when Srila Prabhupada, once he was in London and newspaper reporter asked him, "Swamiji, why have you come to our country?" one newspaper reporter asked, and Prabhupada possibly said, "Oh, you also came, you Britisher, you also came to our country. So now I have come to your country. But why? Why have you come?" So Prabhupada was explaining, "I have come, sir, I have come to give the gift of India, India's gift. I have come to do the home delivery. You had come, and whatever was valuable, you thought, you took that away. You looted our country. But while doing that, you left behind the most valuable asset or gift of India behind. So now I have come to share that with you." And men asked, "Oh, what is that gift?" That our viceroys during British Raj left that behind. And then Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness. Or Prabhupada said, this Vedic literature from India, the holy name of the Lord, this is a gift. And then Prabhupada also used to say, "You know, I have come to your country," or that was in England, "or I have come to America." Prabhupada very proudly used to proclaim, "I haven't come to take anything from you. I have come to give." And probably Srila Prabhupada was the first Indian to go to the West to give and not to take. And because we had been going, Indians were going, politicians are going, or even youths are going for getting higher education. It's not higher education. So they're going, "Give us education, give us loan, give us supercomputers, give us. As a result, we have become very popular in the West, at least, you know, 40 years ago when I went for first time, 78 was the first time I went to America, and they were asking me, "Oh, where are you from?" And I would say, "From India." "Oh, that India, the beggar's country." "That India, what? Beggar's country." Because we had been going and begging, give us. So Srila Prabhupada was Bharat Ratna, the jewel of India. He knew the wealth of India, importance of India. Bharat Desh Mahan, Bharat. India, great India. In fact, India is great. That greatness of India was in true sense realized by Srila Prabhupada. And he wanted to share that with the rest of the world. And he did that. And to do so, he wanted, and in fact, America, the youths were the first ones to join Srila Prabhupada. American boys and girls became his disciples. And, America is suffering like anything. You know that? America is suffering. All that literacy is not gold, friends. America, and not only America, the whole world is suffering. England is suffering, or not because of COVID-19. That's not why I'm talking to you. That also, one more, another reason for suffering. Well, this world is full of suffering. And to be like that, dukkhalayam ashashvatam. This world is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. And there's no way we could change the nature of this world. God has made it that way. And This is not place for gentlemen, Prabhupada used to say. So one time I was in America, I read, I'm sure some youth had written something on the wall, and he had written, life, listen to this, American youth writes like this on the wall, his realization, his thoughts. Life is tough, and then you die. Did you hear that? His life is tough, and then you die. Well, there was a pause, and then he writes, you're born again, and as you are born again, what is going to happen? Life is tough. That life is going to be tough. And like that, huh? Life is tough, and then you die. And if you're born again, so this goes on and on. So, we have to, and this is what India could do. India has to take leadership in propagation. Yeah, let the Western world propagate materialism and mundane sciences and technology and this and that, and let India share its culture, Krishna consciousness, knowledge of Bhagavad Gita with the rest of the world. They are in badly need of it. And then Prabhupada used to say, Anda Pangu Nyai. He used to say the West is blind, and India is a little bit lame. Then he used to talk Anda Pangu Nyai. We could combine. You don't have to condemn and discard progress made by the technology and science, and that could be utilized. Or this blind man and the lame man could get together. The West and East could get together. So when blind man and lame man are together, what could they do? How could they help each other? If they wish to go someplace, certainly they could help each other. The blind man could walk. Blind man could walk. And lame man sitting on the shoulder of a blind man could show the way. The world is blind. And India has a torchlight of knowledge. Hari Hari. Yeah, so our culture teaches the simple living, high thinking. Right? Simple living, high thinking. Simple living, high thinking. But the propagation, prachar is high living and no thinking, right? You understand? Prachar, the propagation of breaking news and all that happens through internet, the propagation, prerana, you'll get inspiration to for high living. And no thinking. Srila Prabhupada used to say, the world these days, they want kingdom of God. Opulent kingdom of God, or kingdom, or a country like God's country without God. Kingdom of God without God. What do I need God for? I am God. I am God. I am Bhokta. Aham Bhogi. Aham Balavan. Aham Sukhi. Ishwaro Aham. Krishna has said this in Bhagavad Gita. The demoniac nature is like that. So, simple living, high thinking. I was in America. Some gentlemen, they approached me and said, Swamiji, we have one formula that we are practicing these days. I said, what is that formula? He said, kiss. What did he say? Formula is kiss formula. I said, hey, I am a sannyasi. I have nothing to do with a kiss. Oh, no kiss. No kissing. But he said, Swamiji, no, not that kiss. I said, what kiss are you talking about? And he said, listen to this. He said, keep it simple, stupid. Did you get that? This formula is keep it simple or stupid. So this is also a message. Keep it simple. The stupid world, the mad world is a bad world is. You have to keep them simple. On the contrary, as talking about simple living, high thinking. Yeah, lots of people, this is again a propaganda, or the youths, you see sometimes wearing t-shirts and what do they write in the back? Just do it. You have read that? Just do it. Just do it. Meaning if you feel good, if you're feeling good, kuch hota hai, then feel good, do it. Do not even think. Think later on. First do it. So this is simple living, high living, and no thinking. Not even simple thinking. No thinking. Just do it. So this is how the youths are being misled all over the world, all over India. Just do it. If you feel good, just do it. Hari, hari. Yeah, I was in Bombay many years ago, the summer days, and as I was going for some function into the town, downtown, and I saw big boards, signboard, billboard. And I looked at it. There was a young man from Mumbai Wala, and he had opened his chest like a Hanuman. But when I took a close look at it, what was in his heart? It was a Limca bottle. There was no Jai Sri Ram, or there was no Sita Ram. The young man had a Limca bottle in it. So this shows what are they thinking, what are they contemplating, what are they planning to enjoy. So whatever you do, these things in youthful days, and that makes impressions upon you, and that governs your thinking, feeling, willing. This is a function of the mind, thinking, feeling, willing. And that stays with you unto the last breath of your life. There was an old man dying and family had gathered around him, and the family members were saying, the children were saying, "Daddy, Daddy, you have only one or two breaths to go before you leave. Could you say, hola, hola?" They were followers or worshippers of Bhole Nath Shankar. So, please say bhola. But did father say bhola? What did he say? Father said Coca-Cola. And this was the last thing he said. And he was out of there. So possibly he went to Coca-Cola Loka. By thinking of Coca-Cola, yam yam vabhi smaran bhavam tejanti ante kale varam, says, right. Whatever you remember, the time of death, that's your destination. So be aware, young men and ladies and gentlemen, we need a good company. We need Hare Krishna devotee company, association of saintly persons to become like them, men of character. So the present day education is, I keep saying, it's a money making education. Education so that you could make money and then spend money. But we would like to see the education that will make you man making. Making Danavas into Manavas. Why there's so much Danavi, Rakshasi, Pravritti all over? So this Hare Krishna movement is busy day and night revolutionizing consciousness of people globally, and there is tremendous response all over the world. People are stepping forward, youths are stepping forward. Somehow everywhere the youths are the first ones to come and join. Youths come. I was thinking our Krishna is youths. Our God is always youthful. So he's attracting youths from all over the world. Young boys and girls are joining, not just in India, in America, in Australia, in Africa, everywhere. And youths like, well, they like singing, dancing, so, and so they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and they are becoming happy, they are becoming men of character. Money is lost, nothing much is lost, you know the saying, very popular. Money is lost, nothing much is lost. Health is lost, well, something is lost. However, if you lose the character, charitra, him, then everything is lost. So this Hare Krishna movement would like to see the men of character, youths, building their character building. Hari Hari. So, we pray and propagate this. Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu. Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu. సర్వే సంతు నిరామయ సర్వాణి భద్రాని పశ్యంతు క్వచిత్ దుఃఖ భావ్ భవేత్. దిస్ ఇస్ హై థింకింగ్ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్. సర్వే సుఖినా Let everyone be happy. Let everyone be happy. But others may also think that everyone be happy. But the Hare Krishna, the speciality of Hare Krishna devotees or Hare Krishna movement is not only we wish let everyone be happy or we say happy birthday to you or happy new year, but we tell the world how to be happy. And that is chant Hare Krishna and what? Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So we wish happiness to everybody in this world. And we know how they could be happy. How do we know? The Lord has told us. Lord has told us how to be happy. So we are sharing that news, that formula with the rest of the world. The same prayer, Sarve Sukhina Bhavanti, Sarve Santu Niramaya. Let everyone be what? Free from sickness or no more disease. Let everyone be free from disease. This is a prayer. Sarve Santu Niramaya. Niramaya. I was reminded that many years ago, one of my friends, he became a doctor and then he was opening his hospital. And I was invited for the inauguration of the hospital. And that time, I said this prayer, Sarve Santu, Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu, Sarve Santu Niramaya. Let everyone be free from disease or free from sickness. And my friend said, Maharaj, if that happens, if everyone becomes free from sickness, no more sick people, no more disease, what will happen to my hospital? You are just now about to cut the ribbon and open my hospital. I have 50-bed hospital and you are praying that everyone be free from the sickness and disease and Hari Hari. So that is not very high thinking. My friend was thinking differently. And that is how the rest of the world also thinks that way. Let the world go to hell. Let me be wealthy and be happy. I don't care. A part of the high thinking is that, you know, we are all the people on this planet are part of our family. As Krishna enters your heart, then your thinking becomes big thinking or high thinking. You're no more low-minded, narrow-minded. As Krishna enters your heart, thinking of Krishna, then what is the thought? Our scriptures again say, Ayam nijaha paro vetti ganana laguchaitasam. I am Nijaha. These people are my people. Parahaveti. But these are some outsiders. Thinking like this is Ganana Laghu Chetasa. Laghu. One thing is Laghu, other thing is Guru. Laghu Guru. Laghu Kalkat. Narrow, small, find it. Guru, heavy, broad. So, Laghu Chetasam, those who are small-minded, narrow-minded, low-minded, they always think, oh, these are some outsiders, these are my people. And ultimately, those who are udara charitanam, those who are magnanimous, broad-minded, high thinkers, what is their thought? Vasudhaiva kutumbakam. Vasudha means prithvi, the earthly planet. Everybody on this planet is part of my family. That big is my family. And the head of the family is Sri Krishna or Sri Ram, or you want to say Allah, go ahead, Jehovah. These are different names of God. He is the head of our family, and we're all children of that one God. This is right thinking, this is high thinking. And the world needs this kind of thinking very badly. Otherwise, so much infighting and quarreling and battling and whatnot is going on all over the world. Again, when I was a child, I was reminded in my village, I think it was early 60s, 62 or 60s, that China and India, they were getting ready to battle, fight. So India, which is a peace-loving country, so children all over the country in their home villages, they were shouting the slogan, Hindi Chini, Bhai Bhai, Hindi Chini, Hindi Chini, Bhai Bhai, Hindi Chini, Bhai Bhai. So I was a little small boy in the village, so small that I did not know what I was shouting, what I was saying, Hindi Chini, Bhai Bhai. I was thinking Hindi is a language, and chini is what? Sugar. And Hindi, chini, language, Hindi, and sugar that you eat, bhai bhai. They are supposed to be brothers. So only when I grew up, I realized Hindi referred to people of Hindustan, and chini referred to people of China. All people of China, all people of India are bhai bhai, they are brothers. At least I understood the meaning of some kind of word meaning of what slogans were shouting. But only when I became a spiritual person, was brought in contact with devotees of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, and his Bhagavad Gita. And when I read that, Bhagavad Gita especially, then I realized that one thing is, if there are two persons, if they are brothers, what does that mean? They have a common father. They have one father, that's why they are brothers. So I was wondering how, who is a common father of all people in China, all people in India? Who is their common father? Mr. Modi or the president of China? Is he the common father? No. Aham bijaha pradaha pita, Krishna said. I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. The God is father of all people of China, all people of India. In fact, all people everywhere, God is, Krishna is the Father. So this understanding, the right understanding, and this is the high thinking, and this understanding will make us man of character. And then we will live happily and peacefully on this planet. Otherwise, this world is really becoming unlivable. Unlivable. You cannot live on this planet. You cannot live. So better leave. Don't leave here, leave. Go. Hari. So thank you once again for giving me this opportunity to address you all today.
Thank you, and Maharaj. Thank you so much.
I'm very happy to see you all and with you. And see you some time again in the future. We are the same family, right? We are the same family. And please keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Stay in association of devotees. Hare Krishna devotees. Study Bhagavad Gita. And honor Krishna Prasad only. For the rest of your life, do not eat nothing else but Krishna Prasad. Okay, so any questions, comments, or what else?
My comments.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. We're really grateful to hear from you. The story about Bhola and Kola, it really shows how much there is a need for our youth in India to accept spirituality, to understand it, and to actually stand by this principle. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Let us express all the viewers, let us express our gratitude to Maharaj for giving us this very valuable wake-up call for all of us. We'll express our gratitude to him by our traditional style, by loudly chanting 3 times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Thank you, Maharaj. There are a few questions received. I'll speak the first question. Maharaj, how do we handle failures in our life and still remain undeviated in our devotion?
Failure is a pillar of success. We hear that saying. Krishna's advice is Dukhe Dukhe Samay Kripa Labha Labhu Jaya Jayo. Sometimes happiness, sometimes distress, transcend it, go beyond. Sometimes love, sometimes honey, sometimes gain, sometimes loss, sometimes success, sometimes failure. Yeah, this is the world. This is the nature of this world. Krishna also says, Vandva Tito Vimatsaraha. Dvandva atit, go beyond the dvandva of success and failure, gain and loss, youth and old, and like that, this world is full of this dual nature, dvandva. Advice is, that's the meaning also of being transcendental, transcend. Alright, I would say, just be successful at the time of death. No. Do not ask for Coca-Cola. Go for Bola or go for Ram or Krishna. And he did that. You go back to Krishna, you rejoin Krishna, and there is no success like that. That is real. Otherwise you may have so many gains and so many trophies and this and that. No good. Ante Narayana Smati, that's our goal. Nitanato Karana Swami, Deva Prana Tanase Nikale, Govinda Namaleke, Deva Prana Tanase Nikale, and you are victorious. So shoot for that. Make that a goal. Other successes, yeah, they come and go. Or you could learn from failure, or review, or reform, or improve, or learn from your mistakes. Yeah, so consult your counselor, your spiritual advisor, your spiritual scientist, and don't repeat the same mistakes again. Making mistakes the worry is human, but not to learn from the mistake. So then there's a difference between wise man and the fool, number one. Wise and the fool. Wise learns from his mistakes, from his failures. He is proving, trying to rectify, plan. Better to miss. Yeah. Prevention is better than cure. Try to prevent as much as possible, learning from failure or setback, so that it would not repeat that failure again. So the best thing is get out of here. And that's it. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. That's a supreme victory. All with other successes. Failures not. Yeah.
We have one more question. Maharaj, we are chanting the holy names, we are doing seva, but still we are attracted to the material world. Our mind is still very much thinking about worldly affairs. How to lower down this material fever?
Yeah, so that's not new. We had been thinking of worldly affairs for such a long, long time. Are all the affairs that we have been thinking were only material. All this time. So don't expect that those material thoughts are just going to disappear just like that. Going to leave you alone, instantly. Now, take time. Yeah, practice. Man mana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru. Yeah, remember me, Krishna says. And Hare Krishna. Become Krishna's devotee. Or attempt to become Krishna's devotees. Endeavor to remember Krishna. Practice remembrance of Krishna. And as you remember Krishna more and more and more, with that, you will forget the material world and worldly affairs more and more. So, Deyathamam Prabhagyante, Krishna says, more you remember me, more you surrender unto me. And to that degree, Lord reveals himself to us. And to that degree, we are free from maya. Mamaye vai prapadyante, maya medam tarantite. Otherwise, maya is very strong. Now, the owner of maya is it. Maya is durataya. Mama maya durataya. Ama Maya, my Maya is very difficult to overcome. So giving up the worldly thinking is not an easy thing, but it could become easy by Pam Eve Prapadyante, by surrendering unto Krishna. Call out for help. Help, help, Krishna, help, help. And that is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, help, help. So then he helps. He can get Maya out of your way. Path is cleared and you can proceed. So this whole process of Krishna consciousness to achieve that goal, or get rid of this mundane thoughts, worldly thoughts, and jayato vishayan pamsam sangaste shubhajayate sangasanjayate kamaha tamat krudho vijayate. As you contemplate on objects of senses, then what happens? Sangahateshu bhajayate. Develop attachment. And for sangha sanjayate kama, then you develop lust. And when that lust is not fulfilled, desire is not fulfilled, you become angry. And this is the cycle. This is a cycle. Dhyayato Vishayan Pamsa, instead of thinking of Vishayas, the sense objects, if you think of Krishna, think of Krishna's form, think of Krishna's quality, pastimes, think of Krishna's devotees, then what will happen? Sangahateshu Bhajayate, you also develop attachment for Krishna, for Krishna's abode, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's devotees. And what will be the outcome? There was earlier, there was a sangasteshu bhajayate sangha sanjayate kamaha. Here, in this case, if you have contemplated on Krishna, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's devotees, then instead of developing calm, you will develop praying, you will develop love for the Lord. So this is how you transform lust into love, or thinking of worldly affairs into thinking of Krishna. By changing your contemplation, what are you thinking about? You are thinking day and night. Krishna says, think of me. Then you will not, you don't have to think of Maya. Think. Here you go.
Thank you, Maharaj. One more question. Preaching is becoming more and more difficult with the advancement of modern civilization. How can we maintain patience and perseverance in spite of lack of interest from the youth?
I thought it was becoming easy. In the sense that there's a lot of preaching goes on online. The virtual programs are happening. And it is so easy to... I'm preaching to you right now, or talking to you. COVID-19 situation has, I think, introduced us... compelled us to use the modern means of communication, so that way, through internet and through this virtual or online communication programs, preaching, things are becoming also very easy or economical. And faster. So in some sense, it is becoming easier. And, has gone through, we world is going to be रातों के भूत बातों से नहीं मानते. Last of the coronavirus has given a kick, big kick, kicking. The superpowers bow down, Mr. America, bow down, China, bow down, America, bow down, Russia. So it should be, of course, I don't know how much they will amend their ways, but you could tell them, this is what happens, you know. From bhoga comes roga. From bhoga comes roga. So world had been this enjoying spirit, bhoga, enjoyment, and that results in roga. So, and as this roga, this COVID-19 has beaten up the human race, what they are coming to the senses and coming to God. And they would be more submissive and receptive to the message of Krishna consciousness. Now you could tell them, you know, you better change your diet. Oh, Wuhan, right? That was a city in China where, and a marketplace where all sorts of meat and this and that, big mix-ups. That's where the virus was born, spread and exported all over. So, better go for this patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, no more muttonam, chickenam, this and that. So you could point out, bring it to the attention of people of this world, that they could change their lifestyle and diet and value system or their attitude. So I think we have opportunity to preach. And this COVID-19 is providing us great opportunity and great forum of channel. Really, we won't get discouraged.
Thank you. Thank you, Maharaj, for this detailed answer and giving us this perspective that actually in this crisis, there are so many opportunities that are opening up. Actually, this is when people are really needing all our solutions. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for giving us this perspective. Maharaj, this is the end of our questions. We request you to kindly, you know, if possible, if you have time, can you do a little bit of Kirtan, Maharaj? We are missing your Kirtan.
Oh.
We are looking forward to hearing from you.
We're supposed to have ended by 7:30, isn't it? 7:30.
Okay, Maharaj.
What do you say?
Some Kirtan, Maharaj.
Some Kirtan.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki jai, Jai Shri Radha Pandarinath Bhagwan ki jai. Thank you so much, Maharaj. We are really grateful to you. Really extending yourself so much. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.